You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm your host, William Cooper. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have Linda Thompson scheduled to call in just about two or three more minutes. So while we're waiting for her call, I had several calls today asking me how I managed to get a copy of Criminal Politics magazine before it was off the presses and out the door. Well, folks, that's going to be my secret, but I did it. Remember, KGI is the world's largest and most successful civilian intelligence gathering organization in the world. While we're waiting for Linda Thompson, let's hear if I can get this coordinated. Now we're ready. This is what she's done, folks.
Be fair, be sure, be there, behave, beware. Be wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your cart when she's so close. Be soft, be sweet, but be discreet. Don't go off your feet. She's too close for comfort. Too close for comfort. No, not again. Too close to know just when to say when. Be firm and be fair. Be sure, beware. On your guard, take care. When there's such temptation, one thing leads to another. Too late to run for cover. She's much too close for comfort. Thinking cat boy, 'cause if you don't look out, you will find that you are much too close for comfort. You're heading for a mishap, boy. The first thing that you know, she will have you up that old tree. She's too close for comfort. Too close.
Linda Thompson, welcome to the Hour of the Time.
Hi.
Can you hear us okay?
Yes, we can, and I've got a special person here with me.
Oh, really? Who do you have there with you?
Ken Fawcett.
Ken Fawcett.
From Rockwell, Texas.
Uh-huh.
He is a true great American hero. He is one of the people who has done so much on the background of Waco that it'd be hard to explain. He stands to lose his family over it. He sacrificed that much, and he has gathered hours and hours of film footage, and a number of the phony patriots have taken advantage of him, used his name, and in fact, a fax went out over the Patriot Fax Network today claiming that he had said that there was no fire in the fire footage in the tape.
Yes.
As a way to try to debunk me. It's interesting, your show last night had quite a rebound effect around the country.
Well, that's good.
Yes, it is. It's wonderful, because it's certainly driving them out from under their rocks. Okay, I mean, the traitors revealed themselves today in spades.
Cockroaches, we called it. We call them cockroaches here at the Hour of the Time. They hide back in the corner under rocks behind chairs, and we shine big bright lights back there so everyone can
sure
see them.
Sure, flush them out, because I heard from a bunch of people today. All right, there was a you remember I told you about Gary Hunt?
Yes.
And I think you had some comments about him one time before.
Oh, yes. He stole a set of press credentials from us when they expired. He said that he returned them. He did not. And we have heard from people that he has used them since.
Yeah, he mentioned that in a fax that we got across the Patriot Fax Network. He said that he used his Waco credentials to get in. But the thing is, if he used the ones that we had, our AEN passes down in Waco, those were seized by the FBI.
The only credentials he has are CAGI credentials. They're expired. I hope the world is listening to this. If you see Gary Hunt using CAGI press credentials, grab them out of his hands, send them to us, and we will send you a $50 reward or a free CAGI membership.
$100. We'll match it.
Okay, great.
Anyway, he sent out a fax saying that he used his credentials to get in this bogus Indian thing up in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was interesting because they were seized from him by the FBI when we were down in Texas in Waco the same time he was. And how did he get them back? We didn't get ours back, you know.
Well, we have reason to believe that Gary Hunt may be an actual agent of the federal government. We can't prove that yet, but... We're beginning to believe that that may be possible. Now, he did do several interviews on the Hour of the Time from Waco, and everything that he reported on this program was absolutely accurate. When we tried to go into some things in some depth, he feigned innocence or that he didn't know about it. When we got down there, it was obvious that everybody knew about these things. But anyway...
Well, he got his information by infiltrating patriot groups. That's how... He didn't gather any of his information firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the problem. He sent out a fax today that said, I spoke with Ken Fawcett tonight. He provided Linda... Ken provided Linda the footage that comprised most of her video, including the flamethrower footage. I asked him specifically if we were to see the next 5 to 10 seconds of footage, would it prove there was no flamethrower? The answer, yes. You may debate this issue all you wish. I would suggest, however, you contact Linda and ask for the next 10 seconds. She has it. Now, Ken Fawcett is on the line here, and this right here should prove that Gary Hunt is what I have been saying.
Put him on.
Hello,
Ken?
Bill?
Hello, Ken.
How are you doing?
Just fine. We haven't talked in a while.
I haven't talked to you in quite a while, but I reviewed the fire footage again, and she is correct. There is definitely ignition source and a flame that shoots out the front left-hand side of that tank as it pulls out of the building. Confusing me was some reflective material that also happened to be snagged on the tank and remained snagged there as it pulled away.
Uh-huh.
So I
and that's the third time it goes in and out. And the one in our tape is the second time.
Okay. That may well be. I have not examined the fire as thoroughly as I should. I have several different camera angles on it, and I haven't had a chance, being more involved with trying to figure out what the heck happened February 28th.
And I didn't get the flame footage from you either, did I?
I have no idea. And if you did, it doesn't make a darn difference to me.
But I'm saying your footage backs up what we have.
Exactly. At this time, it is definitely
you have fire. It, too.
I beg your pardon?
You have it, too.
I have it on tape. We have other things that are very incriminating on that tape. Other camera angles are even more definitive now that I can go back and look at them.
Okay, Ken has got 10 times more footage than I do. And mine, for the most part, is from network broadcasts and news footage and so forth where they have just failed to mention what is being shown.
Mm-hmm.
Ken has taped right off the satellite, and he has got some of the most damning evidence. This has not come out before, and we're not going to tell him what we've got, but I am telling you that what Ken has and what he's done for America, he is going to be, when this is all said and done, the great American hero, because throughout this thing...
I don't believe that for a minute, Linda, but let me just say like this. I am going to release a list tomorrow of operatives that I have weeded out that worked through certain patriot groups, which I'm not going to mention on the air.
Why not? I do all the time.
If
you think that I'm afraid of being sued by these people, I'm not.
Well, I'm not going to release anything without 100% facts to back it up, and they know who they are. They best get on a plane out of the country tonight.
Well, you should have facts when you do that. We have facts when we make our statements. We always have
facts, and we will release the names. I'll put them in a letter tomorrow, and I'll mail them up to Linda. And I've got to be on a plane, or I've got to get a certain person on a plane tomorrow, so out of Waco. And then we'll get that faxed up to Linda or mailed or something. But I just wanted to go public with that because I had not looked at the fire in great detail because I didn't think that the fire was that important, although it does prove complicity on the part of the government in covering the crime scene, and I mean all of the crimes. Some of them are the public is not fully aware of yet. I think you were getting very, very close to uncovering them on one of your own shows in which you were interviewing Miss Riddle.
Yes.
But we need to protect their interest there. There's apparently something involved here that they don't want that information out to the public as yet. And I will respect them as my friends.
That's correct. We know what it is. I have several more hours of interview with Rita Riddle that I have not broadcast.
Yes.
And cannot broadcast because she asked me not to until the time is right.
Well, I don't know what the time would be right, and I don't know when it's going to be right, but I'm telling you what, I can't wait forever on that one. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
But I
have, the reason I have so many sources and the reason I've been able to build up the largest and most successful civilian intelligence gathering organization in the world is I have always honored my sources' requests. I've never revealed a source if they asked me not to. If a source asks me to hold information until a certain time, I do it. And so they can trust me explicitly, and everyone who's ever dealt with me has learned that I will never, ever betray them in any way.
Well, that's great, Bill, because I know that my source for that information was not Miss Riddle, and it probably wasn't for you either, if you know what I'm saying there.
Yes.
You get my drift.
I do.
Okay.
Well, I want to thank you, Ken, for doing that for Linda. You know, she's come under a terrible attack from Trojan Horse Bo Greitz and from Criminal Politics magazine. And,
I really don't think Bo Greitz is a Trojan horse. I just think he might be misinformed.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. We have the facts here, and we've been airing the facts. He is, without any doubt whatsoever, a Trojan horse.
Well, it's tough for me.
It's tough for a lot of people to believe it, but they're going to end up believing it once they get all the facts and digest them.
So did you ever tell Gary that...
What I said to Gary, I was in Waco Sunday, and he called the New Road Inn, and I spoke to him in Waco, from Waco. He was in Connecticut, I believe. And he said, quote, "Would the next 5 seconds of that videotape reveal if that was fire or not?" And I said yes. Now you can take that to go two different ways. You see what I'm saying?
Well, really, at this time, at this point, it's moot. The tape is out, and thousands, maybe tens of thousands of Americans by this time have seen the tape. I have not met one person who viewed that tape who had any other opinion than that is fire. That is a flamethrower. It is coming out of the nozzle on the end of the tank. And I fought in Vietnam. I've seen tanks with flamethrowers. I've seen flamethrowers, and that is a flamethrower, and it is throwing flames.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know it's a flame, I'm not going to go quite so far to say it's a flame thrower.
Well, we checked the tank and we found the tank type and how it was made and where it was made and so forth, so we're real sure it's a flamethrower.
Okay, well, it's a flame there, so that's if you've got that evidence to also support that observation, then I would say that you're more than likely correct that it is emanating directly from the tank rather than from something, you know, that was shooting fire out of another part of the tank. But it's definitely a flame, and I want to go on record. I know that there's been a lot of stuff put out on the Fax Network. I've never been involved in the Patriot Movement before, so I just know that there was a problem here of people actually coming in and infiltrating and doing more damage than good, and they're just really ruining this country. They're not doing anything for this country at all. What they're doing is just ruining everything for their kids, their grandkids.
Well, they don't believe that. You see, they think they're building a better world. They're going to create a new utopia on Earth, 1,000 years of peace.
No, they're only creating an eternity of hell for themselves because what they're doing is against the Bible. It's definitely a sin, and no matter what religion you believe in, what they're doing, corpse mutilation and all of this kind of stuff, is against the Bible and the Word of God, and they have to pay for that in hell.
Well, it's just plain old human common sense and decency. This is not a religious program. Of course, everybody that listens is entitled to their own religious beliefs, and we certainly respect yours.
Well, I didn't have any until March the 2nd. I was an agnostic. So, you know, it's not that. It's just you've got to look at the scientific...
Well, miracles are occurring everywhere. This is amazing.
It is. It's a miracle because I was a scientist, and I still am a scientist, and I only look at scientific facts. And the fact is what's going on with this government and what they're trying to cover up is it's satanic.
Have you been listening to this program, Ken?
I beg your pardon?
Have you been listening to this broadcast?
No, sir, I can't pick it up here.
Well, that's a shame. You know, we have a lot of listeners in Texas. Maybe you should get another radio. You should get a digital synthesized tuning shortwave radio. Any other kind won't work, and you're going to have to spend about $210. But we've aired 28 hours on the secret religion that these people practice, and you're right on target because their god is Lucifer.
Well, I'm sorry to say it, but it's true, and I hope that you can wake up America before it's too late. I personally feel like it's too late. I feel like I can maybe have a chance of getting out retribution in my lifetime against all of the bad people in this horrible episode. But as far as saving the country from the domination that we're falling under, I'm afraid it's too late.
Really?
You may be successful.
Well, I believe, Ken, that it's not over till it's over. Nothing's over till it's over, and I'm going to fight the battle until it's over for me, and I hope somebody else keeps fighting it when I'm gone.
And if you're a Christian, read the last chapter. We win.
Well, I hope so, but they want your guns. They want your religion. They want your Bibles. They're going to use the Bibles against the Branch Davidians in court against them.
Of course.
Their own Bibles. That's the only evidence the government has on them, is their Bibles. Now, that's your taking your religion. They're going to take your guns. You might as well lay them out in the front yard where they can come and take them.
I urge you to exercise your rights. Your rights, creator-endowed rights, protected by the second article and amendment to the Constitution, and go out and buy what you need to protect your family and your community when they come to get us, instead of throwing your guns out in the yard and marching down to the railroad station and getting in the cars.
Well, if you do that now, you're too late, because if you've paid any attention at all to Clinton's crime bill, the minute you go and buy a weapon now, you're going to be instantly on an international computer system.
What you don't understand, Ken, everybody's afraid of getting on a list. There's only one list, and all of us are on it. Don't you understand that yet?
Well, I've only been a patriot, I guess, for a month or so.
You see, in the New World Order, there's only going to be two classes, the rulers and the ruled, and the ruled are going to be slaves in the New World Order.
Some of us are closer to the top of the list than others, but we're all on the same list.
That's right.
Linda, you take care of yourself, and Bill... You too, and Like I say, we're going to get these people on this one, I think, and especially if Linda keeps putting out the information she's doing here. And
well, Ken, you've done a great service for America, and you haven't been given the recognition you deserve because you've been a silent, just absolutely back-busting hard worker in this thing, and nobody knows it, and the world knows it now.
Well, I don't know if the world didn't know it before, and I certainly didn't care about that part of it. The only thing that I wanted to see was the injustices that did go on down there not be covered up.
Exactly.
That's exactly what was going on.
Yep.
It all revolves around February 28th. The whole 51 days was nothing but covering up that atrocity.
That's correct.
And as soon as the Branch Davidians give us the go-ahead, we'll uncover that one too.
Right. Okay, Ken. I want to thank you for coming on and making your statement. And now, because of time limitations, we got to get on with this show with Linda.
Great. See y'all later.
Thank you.
Good night,
Linda.
Yeah.
Let's talk about where is it here? Okay. Everybody out here says we don't have any proof about anything. They said that we didn't have any proof that three of those people that died at Waco were Clinton's security people during his campaign, and I blew that myth last night. I could have blown them all, but I wanted to wait and let you do a part of it because...
Did you read the Treasury speech to them?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. I can't pick up your program yet either, but I'm getting one of those radios tomorrow.
Good. But since you're the one being attacked, I want the world to hear from your mouth what proof you have. Let's talk a little bit about FinCEN. What have you found out about FinCEN?
Well, we called them and talked to them. We got their address, and the day that I talked to them was last Friday. That's when I got the actual address. Did you give out the address yet?
No, I didn't. I was waiting for you, Linda.
Okay. The address is 2070 Chain, C-H-A-I-N, Bridge Road in Vienna, Virginia, 22182. Now, since they jammed this thing, I'm going to give it again.
Okay.
2070 Chain, just like what you're going to be in, Chains, if you don't pay attention. Chain Bridge Road, Vienna, V-I-E-N-N-A, Virginia, 22182. They were at 3833 North Fairfax Drive in Arlington, Virginia, 22203, but they told me they were moving that Friday. The phone numbers are area code 703-905-3598. And another phone number is area code 703-516-0598.
Fantastic.
Now, this is, I talked to Andy Flodine. He's the executive officer of FinCEN. And he said that FinCEN is multi-agency. The Fed's working with the states. Each state has a coordinator with the state police. In Indiana, the state police, which is where I am, is Sergeant Danny Ellis, is the Indiana State Police FinCEN coordinator. Each state should have a FinCEN coordinator. I also spoke with Joanna Brown in the Operations Center, who is the acting branch chief. She said that FinCEN works for any government agency that they can call in. They have banks of computers. When I called, since the number that I got it from law enforcement person. It's very, been helpful to us. She thought I was someone with a government agency, and she didn't ask. And I asked what services could we get, and she said, well, they had everything on everyone, basically, that they had open and closed customs cases, IRS cases, Secret Service case information, vehicle VIN and driver's license and tag registration, passenger information on airline flights, addresses, social security numbers, spouse's names, nearest 10 neighbors. That's what they have on these computers, and they can access all financial information through another bank of computers in the same location. This is a whole network of computers that any government agency in this country can access instantly.
That's state or federal.
That's right.
And you also talked, who was the person that you talked to? Was it Joanna Brown?
I talked to Joanna Brown and to Andy Flodine, and Andy Flodine is the executive officer. Now, I asked him about the black helicopters, because a fellow that puts out some really good information out of Michigan, Mark from Michigan.
He was another target of that attack by criminal politics toilet paper.
Well, when I first got some of Mark from Michigan's tapes, I thought he was full of beans because some of his stuff was so improbable. I really had a hard time with it. But, you know, we spend all of our time here documenting. And So we set about documenting. And I'm telling you, in his last tape, it's about a four-hour-long tape, he had a couple of pretty outlandish claims, and I thought, well, here's the chance. This will do it, because everything else I've been able to check out that he said proved true.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the claims he made was on the back of Kix cereal boxes, the 10 regional government zones had been printed on the back of Kix cereal boxes to, you know, put out the propaganda to children in the form of little cartoons or diagrams or something. Well, we had looked high and low, and we couldn't find it, and he didn't show one in the video, so we thought he made it up. We got one. Not only did we find one, and I've got it here in my office. If anybody wants to come see it, they're welcome to see it. We also got a FEMA map of the 10 regions. They're not off by much.
Mm-hmm.
One line is drawn incorrectly, but it's not significant.
We have one from the Naval War College, which issued a report, by the way, which has the seal of FEMA and the seal of the Naval War College on the front of the report, and talks about the United States' role in the New World Order.
Anyone that wants one of these maps of the 10 regions, we got our map, besides the Kix box, from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It's Agricultural Stabilization and Conservation Service. That's abbreviated ASCS. And each state has an ASCS office. And we got ours from the state of Indiana office. But I would assume that each state would have one. You call your U.S. Department of Agriculture and ask them where the Agricultural Stabilization and Conservation Service is, and ask them for a copy of the Federal Emergency Management Agency Regions Map. There is one. I'm looking at it right now.
Folks, this is what Bogreitz, Criminal Politics Magazine, and Fletcher Prouty are trying to keep you from hearing. They're trying to cover this up. They're trying to make you believe that me and this woman and anybody else who tells the truth in this country, and we're the only ones doing the real research, as you found out, the claims of Criminal Politics Magazine, that they have the only staff that does real research and verifies accuracy, is nothing but a barefaced lie, and their magazine's nothing but toilet paper. Go ahead.
Information about Clinton's speech was public record, and they threatened me that if I didn't give them my research, they were going to slam me with this paper.
Well, they should.
I said, basically, if you'd asked me nice, I'd have given it to you. I'm telling it to the world for free, you know, two times a week on radio at night and three times a day during the day. It couldn't have been that hard to have found the information.
It's not hard at all, but that's not what they were doing. You see, they were told... they were told to slam you, and that's exactly what they did.
And I'll tell you, it's a coordinated effort that started yesterday, because I got set up at a radio station that is was a sympathizer during Waco. They called as if it was incidental, and when I was interviewed, they had already set me up. There was a Cult Awareness Network person on there. Person from the Waco Tribune Herald had been contacted, and another fellow that all three were sitting there just ready to take pot shots, and they wouldn't let me talk at all.
Yeah, that's an ADL-backed thing, and you, you all know who the ADL is.
Well, that happened yesterday morning. We got the facts and so forth from Criminal Politics Friday, and then today the stuff came across the Patriot Facts Network, so it probably started Friday, but it's been about a overnight thing. Now the effort is slam Linda Thompson. Well, that's good, because it's the people that are doing that, you can count on it. They are government agents. I will open my life and my books and anything else to inspection by anybody. I am not a Fed.
Well, nobody ever accused.
I'm not associated with Fed.
Nobody ever accused you. We don't have to worry about that. Linda, we've got to take a little break here, so don't go away.
Okay.
And this is... You know, I don't know if you heard the lead-in song or not.
Yeah, I did.
You
a
did.
Little bit of it. I had just got Ken on the phone, though, so I didn't get to hear too much.
Well, that's where you are. You're too close for comfort, and that's why you're being slammed, and that's why they're always slamming me.
I'm yanking their chain, and you're really yanking their chain.
That's right. You know that we have the distinction. We're the only two people in America that Bo Grice has ever attacked personally. Did you know that?
I'm so honored.
Me too.
So, I've got my own personal CIA agent that has to follow me and call me on the phone 3 times a week.
Well, hang on. We got to take this little break. Hello, folks. This is William Cooper for Swiss America Trading. Well, for the past several months, hundreds of you have called our friends at Swiss America Trading, and you've asked and received free material on how to protect your future. Some of you even got Harry Figge's report on Tackle the Debt. There's only one big problem, folks. Free reading material won't protect you when this economy comes crashing down, and you know it's going to happen. If you've got your money in CDs and paper assets, you are going to be ruined in our estimation. And if you've been listening to this program and others, if you've been reading the literature that's out, if you understand the real workings of the Federal Reserve, you know we're headed for a cashless economy. And to get Americans to accept it, they're going to have to destroy the economy. That's in the works. That's one of their plans to help bring in the New World Order. The New World Order will be the answer to the problems that they're going to put us in. Now, you folks that listen to this program are aware of what's going on. You know the truth. You know that the government wants to control your life. How do they do it? By taking away your privacy, taking away your rights, and, of course, taking away your money. Just try and take your money out of a government-backed IRA or 401k plan and see what cooperation you get. Why do you keep your money in the very world system that is going to take away your freedom? The very system that gives them the power to do it. Why do you do that? Don't you realize that if every single one of us in this country would take our paper assets and convert them to gold and silver coin and trade only with gold and silver coin, these people would be ruined? They would be destroyed in one fell swoop. They would have no more power and no more control. You don't like the system that you're in, and yet you keep supporting it. That's like hating some official in office, but you go to the polls and vote him back in again, just like happens every 4 years and every 2 years. It's time to stop playing games, folks, and get serious. Get serious. It's time to stop financing this new world order with your stocks, bonds, CDs, and IRAs, and start taking back and keeping what is rightfully yours. Gold and silver and other precious metals are the only real money, and the government doesn't want you to own it or even know this. By owning non-confiscatable, non-reportable gold and silver, you are independent of their control. Ask yourself, if gold were so bad and stocks and bonds and CDs and IRAs were so great, why doesn't the governments of the world hold them instead of gold? They hold gold. They trade with gold. They pay off trade deficits and bills with gold, for they know that the paper money is worthless. And you should know it too if you've been listening to this program for very long. Call Swiss America Trading right now. Don't procrastinate. Do it now at 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. And get the new newsletter, Your Right to Own Gold. Ask for it. Tell them that you listen to the Hour of the Time. Mention my name, William Cooper. And stop being a sheeple. Stop being led to the slaughter and start doing something to protect yourself and your family's future. Call Swiss America Trading right now at 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. If you've already received material, folks, call them back and get started today with your financial freedom and do it right now. Have you got your high heel sneakers on there, Linda?
You bet.
All right. Okay, folks, occasionally, until I get used to this live show stuff, I'm still going to be making some mistakes, so we might have a lot of laughs and a lot of fun, just like last night. Last night was a little bit funny to me, and some of the people who called today said they got a big kick out of it also. So we hope that you get some fun out of any mistakes I might make again tonight. Linda, let's go into this black helicopter thing. What have you found out about black helicopters?
Well, they like to follow me. It was really funny because so far my bodyguards, neither one of them had been with me at the times I'd seen them before. And it was a running joke because they knew plenty of people that had seen them, but neither one of them had seen them. And one of them was always ribbing me about it. But we'd had them over the house before, this type of thing, and one followed me one night at night that my bodyguard, for one reason or another, just was not there. It was really kind of frightening. Well, tonight we saw two right over the office. But anyway, I've got pictures of the black helicopters. There were two at Waco on the landing strip at all times or flying over the Branch Davidian's house.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found out that they operate for several different agencies, and they also operate with Wackenhut guards in them, so that they are also privately owned. But OCDEF, which is the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force out of Washington, D.C., flies them, and that came straight from Andy Flodine at CINCEN. Let me think, who else? The Atomic Energy Commission flies them. And
that's correct.
Pardon me?
I said that's correct, and I filmed them around the super secret area called Area 51 in the Nevada desert.
And that's Wackenhut flying them.
Yes, that's correct.
And the information I got on that came, well, just from you. You filmed them, and also from a CIA agent who calls me. A friendly, not. I've got a bad one, and I've got a good one. I've got two good ones, now three good ones. Hey, the good guys are outnumbering the bad guys. This is pretty good. I have three CIA guys that call me. That are good and one bad one.
Well,
one of the good ones told me this.
Let me give you a little piece of advice, Linda.
There's no good one.
You can take it or not take it. There are no leaks from the Central Intelligence Agency or the National Security Agency or the Office of Naval Intelligence or Army G2. If there's a leak, it's intentional.
Okay. Well, it checks out, so take it for what it's worth. Let me think. Where else do they come from? We've figured out, five sources of them? We've got Atomic Energy Commission, OCDEF, Wackenhut. I can't remember the other two. What are they?
We have confirmed through the CAGI network that the anti-terrorist warfare teams of the Special Operations Division of the Department of Defense, known as DELTA, also have these helicopters. And the
Delta Force?
Yes, they're called DELTA. By the way, that's the units that Bo Greitz used to command. They also teach one world government in the military academies and in the war college, It's absolutely inconceivable to me, folks, that you would not understand that to be able to subvert the Constitution and create a one-world government without the knowledge, the complicity, and the help of the officer corps of all four of the military services is insane. These people have to know about it. They have to be part of it. It cannot be done in any other way. And you better understand that real quick. We also found out that the anti-urban guerrilla warfare teams, also of the Special Operations Division of the Department of Defense, also use these helicopters. And these units have practiced actual maneuvers in the major cities of this country with these unmarked black helicopters. They practice maneuvers, and in cities where people ask questions, like in Atlanta, Georgia, the populace was told that they were practicing anti-terrorist exercises for the upcoming Olympics, which at the time they were doing these exercises was over a year and a half ago, and the Olympics are still way off in the future.
They just did it again about 2 months ago and told them the same thing. They ran these things straight down the middle of Peachtree Street in Atlanta.
That's right.
Confirmed that because I've got family that lives there. And the helicopters are being stored in several different places, but we filmed them out at the Shelbyville National Guard, and they have the dark OD green ones out there, and the dark OD green ones are so dark they almost look black. So it's very easy to confuse them.
Yes, it is, especially from a distance. But the OD Green are regular Army or military helicopters, and they'll usually have either U.S. Army or U.S. Marines or something on them with just a little darker color. You got to be real close to even read it.
Well, some of these bad ones are green, too, because I think they're doing that intentionally to be confusing, because I have pictures of two of those that were at Waco, too. In fact, they're so close. I'm not a helicopter expert, and I had taken pictures of them on the in the exact same place on the runway out at Waco,
mm-hmm.
and brought them home, and I thought I had two pictures of the same two helicopters, and I didn't. I had a picture, of the dark green ones and the black ones, and we didn't know it until we had them blown up. And a fellow said, "Look at this," and the tail rotors were different, and the colors were different.
Uh-huh.
We thought it was just the light. That's how close they are in appearance. And these black ones, though, that with no markings, they're hiding some of them at this National Guard out here in Indianapolis, in Shelbyville, actually. And on the weekends that they have guard drills, they move them, because this one guy that was helping us with the guard said he'd never seen them. And I had just filmed them the weekend before. I've got it on videotape. And he went that weekend. They weren't there. We made a trip out to Shelbyville, and they weren't there. There was only three, and they were plainly marked National Guard and Army and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The black ones had been moved out of there. So we're going to go back again this weekend and see if they're back, because this is a pattern. Some other people have been tracking them back and forth out there, too. So they do move them, but you can find them if you keep looking.
Oh, yes. People have been reporting them all over the country. And as I said, they have performed maneuvers in anti-urban guerrilla warfare over every major city in this country.
I had a lady from Montana call and read me an article out of the newspaper about them practicing at a local airport, and that they were going to be cutting the lights out so they could practice night maneuvers without lights,
mm-hmm.
at the airport. And that was made the mainstream paper out there. And I can't tell you how many farmers where they've stolen their land from them through these various farm home agencies and things. When they're losing their farms and fighting it, they've seen the helicopters too. And I've had, I don't know how many of those people call me and tell me they land in their yard or they buzz their house. They seem to harass people that speak out too, because I've had several of the leaders of different patriot groups call me.
Of
them have seen them.
It's intimidation. In fact, I had to move from Camp Verde, where I lived, very quickly, because they landed three of these helicopters around my home and actually deployed troops around my house. And then they got back on the helicopters and left. The message was very clear to me. The message was, shut your mouth. And, I didn't stick around. I went in and woke up my wife and told her to pack. We were leaving, and we left the following day. And but, you know, you can't hide from these people. I don't believe that I can ever hide, but at least I can delay bad effects for a while.
Well, we've had them over at the house three times, and one time they flew so low that I was asleep when they flew down, and it sounded like they were landing on the roof of my house. And I don't live out on a farm anywhere. I live in the middle of a suburban neighborhood where the houses are close together. And another time they came when my children were there getting off the school bus, and at that time they were all going to a school where they rode a bus, and all the kids on the bus saw it. You know, it's not like it was a big secret.
Not only that, but some of these helicopters appear not to make any noise.
Oh, they don't until they're right over you. The ones at Waco made no noise at all until they were directly above you.
You see, I've been reporting this to people for about a year and a half now, and they've said that I'm crazy. The fact is, they have developed a helicopter that, from any appreciable distance whatsoever, is absolutely silent. And when you're directly beneath it, all you hear is something that sounds like a loud egg beater in your kitchen.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And I saw two of them last week. I think they're also being used by local drug enforcement task forces, because there were two that were over fields right near my house last week, and they were so low that you could have thrown a rock at them.
You know, one of the peculiarities of this animal and cattle mutilation phenomenon that's been sweeping the country since the 60s is that a lot of these people, farmers and ranchers, have spotted helicopters in the vicinity of their fields either a day before or a day after these mutilations have occurred.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised. Well, at this point, I think that they're unidentified flying aircraft, because they have no markings, they're flying below the 500-foot ceiling, and they're endangering people's lives by flying this low and harassing them.
Well, it's illegal to do that.
Yep.
Even if it's a military aircraft, unless there's a war declared or a state of emergency or something like that that takes away that 500-foot ceiling, they're not supposed to do it. But I've seen them flying right at rooftop level. It's a wonder they don't run into telephone lines or something, but...
Our phone line's going out here.
No, we're okay.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Well, they jam you and block the phone line. I mean, this wouldn't surprise me at all.
Well, the first night we went live to test out all of our equipment, all my phones had blocks on them. I had to go through the AT&T operator to call out of my city. Now, this is a little small town in a rural area where nobody uses the telephone after working hours except to call the neighbor and... see if they want to come over and watch Wheel of Fortune or something. So there was no excuse for it, and of course nobody had any, and then nobody could explain why my phones were blocked. But they're not blocked now, because I know how to handle this stuff with these people. Okay, what else do you want to cover, Linda? What else do you want to talk about?
Well, what else were they saying we didn't have any proof about? Because I got actual proof of everything they claim we don't have.
Well, we must be wrong, because they claim that they have a competent staff of 5 people to regularly review the materials day after day, month after month, and more importantly, take the time to verify the accuracy. No other organization that they know about has any ability at all in terms of staffing or competency to check the veracity of the many stories and videos that flow in day after day from all over the country to criminal politics. And besides that, their sources are Lieutenant Colonel Bobo Gritz and Lieutenant Colonel Fletcher Prouty. By the way, folks, there is no more Bo Gritz around here. It's Bobo Gritz. Bobo, because he is a fool to think we're so stupid that we're not going to catch on to him after a while. And Gritz, because when all the patriots find out who this guy really is, they're going to have him for breakfast. And where I come from, that's Gritz. Let me see what else they said here. Oh, Linda, here's a big one. They said that by your actions, you are trying to draw attention away from Waco. Would you care to comment on that?
Oh, that one is, that kind of goes without saying, doesn't it? I mean, how can I be drawing attention away from it?
That's what they say. That's exactly what they said.
When what I'm doing is finally showing some of the people, I know most of your audience already knew, but... it's waking up middle-class America, the people that believed everything they saw on TV.
Uh-huh.
I just spoke today at a men's luncheon. You know, it's making mainstream America in a big way.
Absolutely. If anything...
people that always watched CNN before for their news, they're getting angry. I got 2 calls from Washington, people with some money that flew the tape out there to show it to their congressmen. You know, now they're going to find out phase 2. That doesn't do any good. But it's waking them up. It is waking up people everywhere.
Yes, it is. Well, let me read you their exact words. Says, once again, we can only assume that the purpose of such careless failure to verify facts has as its purpose the creation of confusion, hysteria, and especially directing your attention away from demanding a congressional investigation of the government's actions in Waco, the attack on the Weaver family, and connection between the Anti-Defamation League and the Cult Awareness Network, which you covered very well in your video, and which I've covered extensively on this broadcast. And down here they say, as a matter of fact, the publisher and editors of Criminal Politics magazine are convinced that the key effort here is to see to it that your attention is not directed at the Anti-Defamation League and its subgroups, which is already saddled with legal and public relations problems. What do you think about that?
That they're trying to keep you from it? From drawing attention to ADL?
They say you're trying to keep the attention of the American people from all of these things.
Oh, right. Well, I got a major lawsuit I'm helping with against the Cult Awareness Network. And I think we did expose them in the video.
There's no doubt about it. You did.
And that is a key player in this thing. No doubt about it. It is a key player. But we've also exposed the fact that CIA is planted in ADL, and it's purposeful. And where these CIA guys came from was a placement by a college professor that does exactly that, places CIA agents.
Well, I think you may have it a little backwards. You're on the right track, but you may have it a little backwards. Every bit of the hierarchy of the bureaucracy of our government, and specifically the intelligence community, has been infiltrated and is under the complete control of these secret societies.
Yep, I agree.
Now, on HBO today, there was a movie called Strapped. That movie was put out by the same movie that put out the movie Intruders about the alien abduction phenomena. And the name of the company is Osiris Films. And Osiris Films, this movie Strapped, is an anti-gun movie. And immediately following that movie was a People magazine report on guns in schools. Everywhere you find these people, you will find the secret societies, always. And they always give themselves away because they're so arrogant. They think that we're so stupid. A nation or world of people that will not use their intelligence are no better than animals who do not have intelligence. Such people are beasts of burden and stakes on the table by choice and consent. That's their own words. You'll find that in chapter one of my book, Behold a Pale Horse.
We need to hear from patriot leaders all over the country, or people that want to be patriot leaders. We've got to get focused.
My message is this. Learn to be your own leader. Challenge everything. Don't look for a knight on a white horse in shining armor to come and save you. Because if you're looking for that, you're dead already.
That's right.
It's all over when you start doing that. If you're looking for anybody to come and save you, if you think you're going to be raptured, it's all over for you.
Have you talked about the prison camps?
It's a whole chapter in my book. Not only talk about it, but documented it. And yes, I've talked about it quite a bit on this show over the past. Well, this show began on May the 4th, 1992. We've probably done 3 or 4 hours on these subjects.
I'd like to find someone who has seen them at the train cars putting in the shackles or the guns. I've gotten reports of this from all over the country, and it's always secondhand. I need an actual individual that has seen this so that we can put this information out all over the world. But we have found at least one right here in Indianapolis holding center for the trains.
That's correct. And I'll
document and prove that they are actively right now this minute putting shackles in those cars, because I think it's much closer than most people realize.
Well, I don't know how close it is, but I think everybody should be ready. I think everybody should be ready. I think everybody should have sent for their militia package, which, by the way, they're on their way to you now, Linda. And you've been very busy putting together these packages for the different states. So as soon as you get them, you're going to start sending them out to everybody.
Right. And we just changed the way we're doing things so that our mail's not intercepted anymore, too. For anybody that's had trouble getting their tape, I apologize. It was taken 8 to 10 days for mail to get to us, and that had to be a hold up, you know, from at the post office here, because that's when it was coming to us. And we had all of the tapes that we ever sent to media intercepted, and we discovered that when the media started calling back and telling us that they weren't getting them, and we were shipping them 2 or 3 times. We had a whole batch of them x-rayed or demagnetized, and they had been made at different times. They were just shipped at the same time. That's the only thing they had in common. And it couldn't have been a manufacturing defect for the reason that they were made at two different places at two different times. And the company checks every single tape. And the tapes that got injured had different things wrong with them, consistent with them being x-rayed or magnetized. The postal inspector here came out when I pitched a fit about it on public radio, and several postal workers volunteered to help us. There's patriots at every level. We've got them outnumbered. And since then, the mail problem cleared up almost instantly.
Good. Well, we had that problem too, but what we did is we just don't use the mail if we don't have to, except for sending out info packets. Everything else that we do is by UPS Insure. Linda, I hate to tell you this, but we're out of time and we've got to go. I want to thank you for coming on tonight and addressing these attacks upon you and your character. And folks, I want you, if you subscribe to Criminal Politics Magazine, put it in your bathroom where it belongs and use it for toilet paper. Good night, Linda.
Description.
Good night, everybody, and God bless you all.
Thanks.
Still there?